This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hillen. Todd Mitchell is here. Our next guest, Senator Rich Warner, Majority Leader in the North Dakota Senate, going to recap the session for us and get his thoughts on that. Any questions or comments you have for him, let us know. Whatever's on your mind, let us know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 locally. And you can also email us. Or text us, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love your mail. I got a pile of mail I got to get through on my desk as well with some good suggestions, copies of books. Oh, people send the neatest things. Really is amazing. We appreciate that too. 2852 Thunder Road, South Fargo, or 3500 East Ross or Bismarck. Either one of us. Todd's there, I'm here, but we're everywhere. We really are. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. They're in the wireline business. You need wireline, you call them, they go. That's how it works. But there are wireline services available for many folks, good reputable companies out there, but the folks at Go Wireline, North Dakota's own. That's right, North Dakota owned and operated Go Wireline. That's nice. Number two, they have about 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry. Five of the founders have like 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. So pretty amazing. Find out more. GoWireline.com. Great careers as well. Okay. Let's see here. Robert has been waiting to get in here, so I'm going to get him in real quick. And one text, then I'll get to Senator Warner. Robert, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I got a question regarding all the presidential candidates coming in on the Democratic side. I notice they're getting a lot of donations. If they're not running for the president, what goes with all that money that they get donated to them?
You're saying if they end up not being the president?
Yeah. If they don't get to be the one that goes up against our current president.
Yeah.
What happens to all the donated money?
Yeah. By the way, that question should be asked of Heidi Heitkamp because she spent a ridiculous amount of money, or I should say raised a ridiculous amount of money ahead of, Kevin Cramer by leaps and bounds. Of course, the money didn't matter. She lost by 11 points. But there are rules, and, basically it's kind of a kitty. They can spend it themselves on campaign-related expenses, even though they don't have a campaign anymore. And they also can give it to others. They can donate it to other organizations. So, yeah, it's kind of a piggy fund, little slush fund.
Okay, then could Kamala Harris, could she donate to Bernie Sanders' fund and then take it off on her taxes?
I don't know about taxes, but they can donate to other campaigns. Yeah,
okay.
So she could.
Okay, sir. I was just really kind of curious because this is the first time I've ever seen 20 candidates running, and I'm just wondering who's donating all this money. Is this because, three candidates right off mine, you got Kamala Harris that wants to take the America's guns. You have Bernie Sanders that wants to give permission to the bomber to vote. And you got another guy out here that wants to legalize cocaine and other drugs. I mean, that should literally knock you out of the race in common sense. And I just don't understand why people are even giving them money if it's not for such purpose that maybe they can do something afterwards with it.
Well, you should maybe go on a little trip to California, where Kamala Harris is from, and maybe New York. And it's a different part of the world. There's no question about it. It is not North Dakota values, not South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Montana values. Robert, appreciate the call. We should dig into that sometime, though, just to follow through on some of the expenditures. I'd even like to know what is Heidi Heitkamp spending the money on now. I don't know. Maybe she donated to get herself this job so she could help tell rural voters or candidates in states with rural voters how to talk to rural voters. That one blows me away. She is leading an effort with another guy that lost in Indiana to tell candidates how you talk to rural voters. Would you listen to somebody that lost by the biggest margin of anybody in any race about how to do what you do better? I just don't understand that. Texter says, how about mentioning the Dickinson State and NDSU players that were signed by NFL teams? North Dakota Strong. Well, you just did. You did right there. We did mention Easton Stick, but not the others. We should have. Thank you for that. That's why we tell you our text number. 701-367-2054 for me. 701-226-8503 for Todd. The Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, is here. Did you get some sleep over the weekend, Senator?
I did, Scott. Thank you.
All caught up now and raring to go, huh?
I'm caught up and moving on.
give me your thoughts. I know it's always difficult, especially for a leader at the end, because everybody's got something that they want to do, this, that, or the other thing, and it gets to be a little stressful, gets to be long days and everything else, but you've had a little time to clear your head since Friday night, so tell me what you're thinking.
Well, first of all, I was listening to your show at the beginning, and I would like to just make some comments. First of all, you're right, there were some missed opportunities, and I'll mention those, but overall, I agree with Bob Harms. It was about a B-plus, A-minus session. And it was only B-plus because of some missed opportunities from my point of view. However, one of the things I would like to talk a little bit about is the general fund budget. And there's a lot of comments out there about that. And Scott, I would really love to come on again because I got a lot of things to talk about as far as the session. And one session isn't going to get it done. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to make some general comments about general fund budget and the increase.
Of course, absolutely, yep.
Well, first of all, we increased the general fund budget. And by the way, so your listeners know, there's general fund, there's special funds, and there's federal funds. The general fund is revenues that come from state taxes like income tax, sales tax, use tax, corporate tax, and the oil tax. Part of it is in there. It does not include fees and things that come from other sources. For example, WSI is not in there. Game and Fish are not in there. The Bank of North Dakota, the Mill and Elevator, they are not a part of the general fund. And then you have, of course, the federal funds that come in for highways and into the human services. Well, the adjustment was $533.3 million. That's what adjustment meaning increase. That's what we increased it to. The biggest gorilla in the room is K through 12 funding. That increased the general fund by $285.8 million. That is 52% of the increase. And so people need to understand that. That's going back to keep schools running and to make sure that we don't put more on property tax. And along with the schools, one thing people forget is that we did take 115 mills away from the local property tax owner in 2013. Now, we had been diddling in it up till then. We'd started with 75 buy down and all that stuff before that. But in 2013, we were definite. We took 115 mills off. You know what that means to the state budget? That's a $1.2 billion increase in what general fund spending, and we're maintaining it. And so when people talk about, oh, you're growing government, that's where it's going. It's going into the K through 12 funding mechanism. And some would say, why are we putting so much? Well, first of all, I want you to know that in K through 12, they have more responsibility and services. Remember, English language learners, West Fargo, that area, they were hit with all types of young people that came in from other countries that couldn't speak English, and they had to bring more resources in. Out here in the West, we've had the same thing happen with Spanish-speaking people coming into our area, and we have to those students to teach. And so there's more responsibility, more services, and along with it, all schools are dealing with more behavioral health issues in the schools, which is sad, but you got to have more services. So that's one of the big areas. Then the other big one was human services. We increased human services $149.6 million. But where did it go? People are saying, you're putting too much in there. Well, Long-term care took a big chunk. And I'll tell you, they felt that they needed a 3% increase, or else they were going to have to close some of the small nursing homes. And we are looking into ways to put more community services to the people and keep them in their homes rather than put them in nursing homes. So that is an issue that we're working with. Developmentally disabled, that's the DD population. That is a court mandate from the federal government that we take these young people and not only young, but the older people that used to be housed at Grafton and make sure that they live a quality of life out in our communities. We have no choice. Those two took a big part of that. Behavioral health. We made some increases in behavioral health. So that's where it went.
Short break, back with more of our conversation with Senator Rich Warder. If you have a question or comment, we'll take it. Texter just said, why can't we tap into the legacy fund and decrease taxes? We'll ask Senator Warder that and any other questions that come in after a break. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
GMC.com. Good selection of used, hard to find Canyon diesel four-wheel drive pickups to get over 30 miles a gallon. Low miles program cars, some of the other 10 under 10,000 miles, get yours. Schwann Buick, GMC.com.
More of our conversation with Senator Rich Wardner today, Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota's legislature. They just wrapped up on Saturday. And you heard the question from before the break, legacy fund and taxes. Talk a little bit about the proper uses for the legacy fund. Is tax relief one of them?
Well, I think of the earnings, using the earnings for some tax relief, and depends on what tax relief they're talking about. Now, if you're talking about income tax relief, that's one thing. Are you talking about property tax? But you got to be careful when the state gets into reducing property taxes, because it's really not our tax. It belongs to the locals. And those people that say we got to do more, got to remember that there's local control, and we believe in local control. That is a local issue. But I would like to just make this quick comment about income tax. Don't forget, from 2008 until 2016, we lowered the income tax four sessions in a row. That amounts to about $1.5 billion in revenue that we could have had, but we don't have. It's in the pockets of the taxpayers out here in North Dakota. And people say, oh, no, you didn't. Well, I'll sit down with them anytime, and we can show you that the rates were dropped 48%. So keep in mind that our income tax has been lowered. Now, going on the legacy fund, if it is the legacy fund, if we want it there for future generations, we need to let it grow and leave the principal alone. Now, the interest and the earnings is starting to kick in, and it's going to grow. But right now, we just came out of a tight budget last session, and so we need a little of that legacy earnings. But I want everybody to understand one of the biggest and most important decisions we will make next session is how we're going to allocate the earnings of the legacy. For example, I believe that highway funding will be one of the buckets that we'll need to use for legacy funding. And will income tax or property tax, that will be on the table. We'll be looking at ways to do it. But we got to be careful and make sure we strategically invest these dollars so that we don't waste it. I'm telling you, Scott, if we don't have a plan for the legacy earnings, it's going to be a free-for-all in there, and it's going to get wasted. Now, one of the other comments I'd like to talk about, and that is the idea of $2 billion laying there going into the next session. Well, it's kind of true, but let's dig down. First of all, the Budget Stabilization Fund. Now, what is the Budget Stabilization Fund? You know, people say, oh, they got another fund there in the Capitol. Oh, they're hiding more money. That is our rainy day fund. That is our backup fund to our general fund if we ever have a downturn. And we emptied it a biennium ago because we needed it. And so we will have about $720 million in that. We are lucky that we were able to fill it quickly, and it's because of the legacy earnings this biennium. I'm talking about the 17-19 biennium. They're ahead. They're going to be ahead of what we expected. That's a good thing. Now, we could have used some of them, maybe spent some of it on something else, but getting that budget stabilization fund back to where it was, it's our backup. It's our linebacker. So that's $750. The legacy earnings that we will be able to use at the end of this 1921 biennium will be around $250 million. Remember, we needed 100 of it this biennium. We had to take care of the Common Schools Trust Fund. Remember, we didn't have that. We had that glitch in the putting the money into Common Schools and Foundation Aid and Resources Trust Fund that we put $65 million in there. And there may be some of it needed to finish filling the budget stabilization to 720. So when you take those three, when I didn't give you the third one, the SIF fund will have about $930 million in it if we're on forecast. But remember, that is cash, yes. But remember, if the price of oil has a downturn, there won't be $930. And so we like that it's cash when we go into the next biennium because we can adjust our budget. If we take it on the come, we don't know what's going to happen. So you add the budget stabilization fund, the SIF fund, and the legacy. Yeah, you come up with $2 billion, but you got to remember they're strategically placed.
The one thing I'd say on the legacy fund, it seems to me those earnings are ridiculously almost low in the predictions. And I know that wasn't something that happened on the Senate side. It happened with sort of the antics of Jeff Delzer as House Appropriations Chair and kind of hiding the ball, as we call it, over there. So, and that's what I think taxpayers see is, wow, legacy fund, SIF fund, budget stabilization fund, where's ours, right? And that's what I think, some folks say is what they're asking for, and maybe why the question came about the legacy fund. Your prairie dog bill, which was something you'd worked on long before the session, and obviously very well received in the session, has the chance to be that additional property tax relief if the local subdivisions take it and reduce expenditures and give that back to the citizens. Do you think they will?
Well, I do. I really do. I just want you to know that one of the things that you need to understand about prairie dog, it's not only about property tax. It was about the gas tax, too, because the counties needed money for roads. They were only getting about half of the money that they had for needs. They were at about $200 million for all the counties, and they had about $400-some million in needs. So this was a godsend to the counties. They got $100 million. Now, if we hadn't have had prairie dog, let's pretend no prairie dog. I will tell you what would have happened during the session. We'd have raised the fuel or gas tax. People don't think about that one. And let's say we'd had to have increased it at least 10 cents. That's from 23 to 33. We don't even have to worry about that anymore. And just so you know, the counties will get $100 million if we would have increased the tax on fuel 10 cents, the counties would have got $33 million versus $100. That would have been a drop in the bucket. Now, that's besides property tax. And I believe going forward with legacy funds and with prairie dog, we will not ever have to raise the fuel tax. And that's one thing that was lost in there. And so what happened is that all of the counties, there's nine counties that have an oil production of 5 million more per year of tax that they get. They are called the nine oil counties. All the rest of them, even though they have some, there are some of them have some oil production, not very much, they're considered non-oil. And so it was a shot in the arm for those counties because they're talking about roads and bridges. Now let's move to the cities. The cities, the mayor of Fargo told me, you know what we're doing with ours? We're going to buy down a third of special assessments in Fargo. We're not going to have to put special assessments on going forward. I believe the local people are going to do the right thing and take care of the infrastructure needs that they have. I don't think they're going to be using it to expand the city. And I know the governor is concerned about that, too.
And now that, the taxpayers know this, right, in all these communities that this has passed, they can have those conversations locally, too. Rich, if you could, hang on. We'll go a few more minutes after this on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
By our friends at High Plains Apache. I'm sure they're really thrilled with all this snow right now. Slowing things up a little more for the already delayed growing season. Come on, let's go. But tell you what, when things are a little wet, nice thing about having a Apache sprayer is you're in the field when your neighbors are not. Very light footprint on that. The mechanical drive system is so simple that this great warranty that comes with this is industry leading and very popular. So they're great. Some 2019 models are in right now. The new 40 series of Apache sprayers getting rave reviews. Check them out. Mandan near Culver's there, or call them at 663-2375. I-29 South, exit 60 in the southeast corner of that interchange there across from Walmart. Another spot, and they're always looking for good employees, too. So highplainsapache.com for more on that. Tell them Scott sent you. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, sat down with us over the weekend after a busy weekend, taking a look at the new Grand Farm, the first, what will be the first all-autonomous farm in the country, and also out of Peterson Farm Seed. So look forward to that conversation coming up here in a couple of minutes. Continuing on with Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Dickinson, joining us to recap the legislative session. Questions and comments, welcome for Rich in our final minutes here. Bring them on, 800-228-0550. Texter says, I give the legislature a D. Too much spending of my hard-earned money. No spending cuts, especially in human services and schools. Overreaching power by the liberal Republicans. Isn't it time the government did without? When I run out of money, can he tell me where I can go and get some more money?
Well, first of all, we didn't run out of money. And second of all, the schools and are in need. If we're going to educate our young people and make sure that we have a skilled workforce in the future, we need to make sure we invest there. And as far as human services, are you going to cut long-term care so we have to close nursing homes? Are you going to close developmentally disabled facilities? That will have the federal government on us. And when it comes to behavioral health, we've got all kinds of people with mental illnesses and addictions that are ending up in the prisons that we're paying for anyway. So I don't know. I disagree.
Texter says to ask you about bonding bills and Depression-era cash management. I assume that's humorous. And that's what some have labeled some of the, again, things happening over on the House side in the appropriations spot there. Do we have a Depression-era cash management right now?
Well, no. The big thing is that we wanted to take and bond for cash into the infrastructure loan fund. It was a low interest infrastructure loan fund so that cities and counties and water projects could borrow money at a 2% rate. And same for schools. That would give them, it really saves a lot of money for them if they can get it at 2% instead of at market. And what we were going to do, we were going to sell bonds, capitalize the funds, put money into them. That's what it means. And then pay the bonds off with legacy earnings. That was a plan that I had in the legislature. It was 2275. That was the bill number. House didn't agree with it. So that was one of the missed opportunities, I feel. But you know what? You win a few, you lose a few. You move on.
Another one of those lost opportunities was on education, the on-time funding. This one, for the life of me, I can't understand how we still have it in place, where schools are paid for last year's enrollment with the per-pupil payments. And you had, I think it was your legislation. I know it started over in the Senate, and you were in favor of it. It died over on the House side, too, with on-time funding, where schools would get the funding for the enrollment they have this year, to be obviously a little better able to. Otherwise, you're really cheating some schools. Why wouldn't that be a no-brainer?
Well, because it did cost more money. It would have been, it was seven. We already have got a plan going over forward 5 years, but we could have speeded it up by putting in about $44 million. But as the first person that gave me a question about spending too much, they would have thought that was really ridiculous. Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to running schools and making sure you've got good people in those classrooms and making sure you've got the resources necessary to educate these kids, you need it. I agree. I think we should move quicker. But again, that was a missed opportunity, and we do have the revenue to out of the legacy earnings that we could have been able to do that. But you know what? We are moving forward, not as fast as I would like, but we are moving forward.
Here's a question on Prairie Dog. We've got my county buying new vehicles for the sheriff's department. My property taxes went up before the session. There's no guarantee the counties will use it for property tax relief even when we go to them. Counties, cities, townships all get this? Yes is the answer to that. What about the guarantee that counties will use it for property tax relief?
Well, it's right in the bill. It says it has to be done for use for infrastructure. And absolutely every incorporated city will get some. And some of the small cities that can't use it, don't have any infrastructure projects to use it on, they can leave it lay in the bank for the Bank of North Dakota. They could leave it lay there for 20 years, and when a project comes along, then they could use it. And so I think that it's going to be a real benefit to the state. Now, can they move money around at the local level? Sure they can. But this money is earmarked for infrastructure. In the county, roads and bridges is about it.
Texter wants the income tax gone. What's your position on that?
Well, I don't have a problem when the time is right, when we have enough earnings from the legacy to take care of it. Not now. And our income tax are very low compared to other states. And there aren't a majority of people in North Dakota, they're asking to lower the income tax. Most people are concerned about the property tax. And I would just like to say there's one other area that we could, at the state level, reach down and take some property tax burden away from the local ones, and that would be to fund schools at a higher level. In other words, decreasing the mills that come from the local from 60 down to 50 or 40. But remember, if the state quits funding schools, if the locals quit funding schools, the state will be in complete control. And I would never want that. We need local control in our schools.
All right. We need to have you back for sure to cover some more ground on the session, and look forward to maybe getting our sleeves rolled up and really understand the legacy fund and, the earnings versus the principle and the rules and kind of the roadmap going forward, because that was a tough one to follow this session as well. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Rich?
I want to one comment. There was a thing called reinsurance, which will help health insurance premiums in the state. Not much print on that, and I would love to talk about that and how it's going to affect the small business owners and farmer and ranch families across the state, plus everybody else. It's going to help bring premiums down. And so I'll be watching that one over the 2 years. But I'm excited that we've done something to try to curb the increase in health insurance rates.
Fascinating. Thank you, sir. Talk again soon. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Rich Thank Warner, you. The Senate Majority Leader. I tell you, these folks work hard, and you don't always agree with every decision. That's part of the nature of, sending folks to make sausage, right? And legislation. It's not easy, but there's a lot of good people there. They're doing they work hard. They get very. This is not a cush deal, folks. I'm telling you, I've seen them. They work very, very hard. They cram a lot in those 76 odd days that they did this year, and we do appreciate the fact that they are willing to be citizen servants, legislators close to the people. That's like a city council. That's the closer you are to the people, the closer you have of knowing the pulse. So do appreciate Rich and his colleagues for sure, and we'll continue to unpack the session as we go. All right, we did catch up with the Secretary of Agriculture. He, of course, is Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia. He is a friend of John Hovind's. They were governors together when Governor Hovind was the governor in North Dakota, Sonny Perdue down in Georgia. So Senator Hovind invited him, Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind there yesterday, and actually Saturday out of Peterson Farm Seeds and then the Grand Farm Project. And he was kind enough to sit down with us and chat a little bit about some of the issues. So let's let you hear it, okay?
I'm doing well, thank you. Exciting day here in North Dakota. We had a great farm listening session over at Peterson Seeds, and we're out here at Grand Farm on the ribbon cutting today of an exciting project.
Senator Hovind, why did you want this good man here?
Well, first and foremost, to hear directly from our farmers and ranchers. It's a challenging time in agriculture, we know that. But Secretary Perdue is an advocate for them, and it's important that he hears from them directly, but then also talks to them about all the things he's working on every day to try and help. That's the absolute priority, and then coming over here and seeing how we're really leading the world in precision agriculture.
So talk a little bit about the unveiling of the Grand Farm Project. This has been bubbling under for a little while. It's coming up to the next phase of the public. Just, what do you see for the prospects for a facility like this?
Well, I think from a technology perspective, North Dakota is sort of a well-kept secret. What Governor Hovind did when he was governor on the UAS, every front, aviation, the technology, they call it a third wave, obviously, with the technology bringing in what I call the digitization of agriculture. And we've got have had for many years fewer people doing more and more to feed the world, and this is going to be even be more than that. So the convergence of the digitization, being the sensor technology, being the optics technology, being the artificial intelligence for agriculture, producing food for mankind, what can be more noble than that? And it's going to start right here. I think it will become an epicenter for ag technology.
Their intent is to be the world's first all-autonomous ag facility farm. What if this scales, what does that mean?
That's even above my comprehension to think about an autonomous farm. Having grown up there and milked cows and done row crop, it'd be amazing to see. I'd love to come back and within my lifetime see how an autonomous farm operates.
But given Senator Hovind, folks like Barry Batchelor and some of the folks from Emerging Prairie coming together, some of the technology leaders of North Dakota, it is possible, isn't it?
Well, really what it is, it's a model for the development of precision agriculture. Now, we lead the world in terms of agriculture. We're an ag powerhouse. We lead the world in terms of energy. We're an energy powerhouse. We bring that together with tech entrepreneurship, companies large and small. And what this is about driving that technology curve. And so, they talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and all that, although as a veterinarian, Sonny talks about it in a different context when we're talking agriculture. But the reality is this is applying technology to our two big industries, ag and energy, and leading the way forward with the jobs of the future. This is going to create jobs. It's going to create high-tech jobs. It's going to increase productivity, drive up wages, and that's what it's about. It's about the jobs and the careers of the future.
This is our good honor talking to farmers. This is our chance to chat with Sonny Perdue. We need to take a break here and come back, and you can hear more of the conversation. And I did talk to him a little bit about how the farm industry is a challenging one right now and what more can be done in that regard. So we'll do that when we come back, and also their big announcement on the delay on the MFP thing, so stay tuned.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
CD or something. Jimmy Buffett, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Is that Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah. I do believe, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Kind of like Jimmy Buffett.
Doing a Van Morrison cover.
I love it. Yeah. So we're brought to you in part today by the University of North Dakota, and this is a few things you might not know about North Dakota. You know they have 3,000 students that are enrolled right now in combination online and on-campus courses, which brings the graduation rates up. Which, by the way, they've had a 10% increase in four-year graduation rates over the past 3 years. A lot of great things happening right there. 3,500 students are online only in like 80 different fields. So another amazing stat there. $198 million in donor support since 2013. They are doing a lot of great things. Find out more at und.edu. More of our conversation with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. I told him that I talk with you folks every day, day in and day out on the radio, and a lot of you are farmers and ranchers, and I hear concern in your voice, and it worries me. I wanted him to tell you what he wants you to know.
Well, there's legitimate anxiety. What I want to say is it's real. There are challenges out here. There's financial stress, and financial stress creates a lot of emotional stress, family stress. So what we got to do is get these trade deals done sooner rather than later, get them done. If we're able to consummate the China deal, it's going to be really, really good for agriculture. There's some numbers on the table that are just beyond our imagination there about what we can sell worldwide. Japan also, Ambassador Light is focused on that. President's meeting with President Abe today from Japan. Hopefully we can get that done on a TPP plus agreement. So while farmers have been very patient, there's legitimate anxiety, and I can tell you that President Trump understands that, and he's trying to do it for the long-term future, not just to get a deal to get a deal done, but to do it in a way that's sustainable and profitable for these farmers and ranchers going forward.
On one of those points, the China deal, your colleague Secretary Mnuchin told me recently he thought it was within a month of being done. I heard you today say, I love the line, they're very famous for getting the feed bucket right up to the trough there and then they pull it away. So are you still a little concerned about it?
Well, the good news is Secretary Mnuchin, who gave me the month timeline, I'd love to believe that because he's been right at the table. He's been face to face with the Chinese negotiators, Vice Premier Li He, and he understands that. So I love that timeline. I would love for that to happen. Obviously, it's. I don't want to raise expectations out here because you get emotionally expectant of that, and it doesn't happen. And that's why I'm trying to lower expectations of a timeline. But hopefully we can get it done sooner rather than later. I know that's President Trump's desire.
You brought some good news today on an extension on a deadline the farmers have been concerned about. Talk about that.
Yeah, isn't it just incomprehensible? We're talking the 1st of May here and got 2018 corn and beans still in the field. Obviously, they need to prove their yields for the market facilitation program. So we've extended the deadline to May 17th, give them a couple more weeks. So let's get those combines rolling and get those crops out.
Senator Hovind, you've been hearing a lot about that issue?
Yeah, we really have. And so we appreciate the Ag Secretary agreeing to make that extension. We still have farmers with crop out there. And so you'll see something that he's going to put out on Monday. But that's an example of he's always trying to be responsive. And he gets it. And he knows he's putting the push on every day on these trade deals, and he knows time matters, and we're all going to keep pushing. Get our farmers and ranchers. Nobody does a better job than our farmers and ranchers, and we want to do everything we can to help and support them.
I want to ask you a little bit about ethanol. You heard a little bit about it today, too, but we hear a lot about, obviously, the E15 situation. It sounds like it's tracking over at the EPA, so that's good. But I know that I hear from corn farmers, and you heard what I hear. 40% of the corn, 50% of the corn here goes into ethanol, so it's a big deal. Ethanol and ag are really connected on the reed vapor situation. Do you see relief coming soon?
Yeah, I think Administrator Wheeler is committed to get this year-round rule out for E15. I think that will certainly be done in time for the driving season here, and that's going to be amazing. Not just E15, but really these blending pumps, the customer's in charge. He can put E15, E20, E25, E30 even there in their flex vehicles, and that will grow demand for corn. If we're able to get the China deal done on the removing the duties or countervailing duties over DDGs, that's great, and more ethanol demand internationally. So I think it'll be wonderful for the corn growers here in North Dakota and around the country.
Last question. You know, in much of the media, President Trump is portrayed as someone different than I think the person that you see at the cabinet table and in these different deals. Tell people, what the president's like, how he's governing.
Well, he's forceful. He's direct. He wants results. And I like to operate in an environment like that. Also, the fact is, as a great leader, he also has a little back door where if you just continue to approach and push a point, then he also is able to change his mind if you present the right facts and data for him to make those decisions. That's the emblematic of a good leader. But I told the group this morning, it amazes me, someone that grew up in New York City and in the New York real estate business, how he has a genuine affection and affinity for the American farmer and rancher. I don't know if it was the risk-taking identification he does. He loves these guys, and he lets me run the USDA, but he's always out there saying, Sonny, how are my farmers doing? You take care of them now. You hear?
here, and that's what we try to do.
That's great. I'm guessing you're using that back door on the tariff system.
We do our best.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Great to have you in North Dakota again.
Thanks again. Great to be here.
Senator Hoban, thank you.
Thanks, Scott. And again, we appreciate Secretary Perdue being out here and his hard work on behalf of our farmers.
A great day for North Dakota agriculture. It was great. It really was. Good chance to have that direct pipeline to the Trump administration, the ag secretary, and also see some innovative new things at Grand Farm. More on all these tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockabraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy food.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.